2 weeks away from shutting down Purdue University's main arterial road, West Lafayette leaders are urging drivers to plan different commutes around the State Street redevelopment project's upcoming construction. As WBAA's Sarah Fenton reports, April 1st marks the start of the project's most disruptive phase.
Though city leaders had previously highlighted the road's closure through the entire campus this summer, the city will shut down State Street on the west half of Purdue's campus April 1st and leave it closed through November, with other portions of State Street also barricaded during the summer and fall. The city is urging drivers to stay away from campus unless necessary, and for Purdue commuters to use US 231, Harrison Street, and Martin Jiskie Drive to get to school. Purdue Physical Facilities Director Don Peterson says the real heavy lifting will get underway once students leave for the summer, in May. That's when State Street will be entirely shut down from Salisbury Street through Airport Road. Peterson says there was no way the project could get done without completely shutting down the street.
It's just a lot of construction to happen, and you can't have open ditches and 9,000 feet of pipe go in while the road is open and while you're letting pedestrians walk through there. So it's just a big infrastructure below the surface that has to happen, in addition to all the improvements you see above the ground.
Two informational meetings will be held on Thursday, the first at noon in Purdue's Stewart Center and the second at 5:30 at the West Lafayette Public Library to educate drivers about traffic plans during upcoming construction. For WBAA News, I'm Sarah Fenton.